Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And this time around, really getting into matters that hit home for many South African business owners, and of course, especially those of us who might be on the creative side, looking to ensure that you're able to register a trademark. So, this conversation is going to focus on a business that many of us might be familiar with, especially if you happen to go into your local grocer, filling station, at the forecourt, and pick up a favorite South African confectionery known as biltong. And lovely snacks, salty, many of us are familiar with biltong, but more so, you might be familiar with Takkie's biltong. And that's typically in a yellow packaging. And as we've described over the last few days on Seize the World in the business update, we've told you about the ongoing court battle that they have endured over the last 9 years, fighting for their trademark after a Mexican business that came in under Takkie's Fuego and was registered in South Africa under that brand, essentially had a similar logo and trademark to the business. From what we understand, the court battle was voted in favor of Takkie's biltong. However, the brand of tortilla chips, which is in a purple packaging by Takkie's from Grupo Bimbo, the Mexican business, is still located in South Africa and available, trading and available to consumers to buy. So this causes a lot of frustration and confusion for us as South African consumers, but also goes against the hard-fought and won-for court battle by Takkie's Group, which makes biltong in South Africa. We join now on the line by Dougie Aristides, who is the marketing director at Takkie's Biltong, to help contextualize the story for us and give us an update. Later, we will be speaking to a legal expert who will give us some perspective in the lessons we need to learn, especially as entrepreneurs, around registering trademarks. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Dougie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Guguletu. It's very nice to be on the show. What an excellent show. Thank you. I'm a new fan.
I'm happy to hear so. I, like many other South Africans, I'm not only a biltong fan, but a Takkie's biltong fan. So it's lovely to touch base with a family so rich in history that has built this formidable brand.
Thank you very much.
And maybe let's start there, right? Because Takkie's is a brand that many of us as South Africans are familiar with. It's been in the market for over 40 years and proudly manufactured and distributed in the country. And as we will discuss in this case, has been fighting for its trademark. Maybe help us contextualize just the origins of the business, but also how the registration of the trademark came about.
Yeah, so basically, Takkie's was a homemade business. You know, the original Takkie, our partner, was making in his garage, grew into a little butchery, and then he met us youngsters, brought us into the business, and both our names turned out to be Takkie, so we called it Takkie's, and we grew the business from there. We were very fortunate in life, the doors open for you, and the doors open for us. And when we started, you know, I had friends. I was pretty young then. I've been in the business for 32 years. Mm. The business has been around since 1974. And it's a tough market. Biltong's very, very competitive and a very passionate and a personal taste to everybody. So anyway, the business grew, and I got advice from a friend. And he said, you know what, you're growing fast. Why don't you trademark your brand? And, you know, when you're growing a business, you're making a decision to buy a new bucky to be able to deliver with,
yes,
or to go pay for a trademark, which is quite expensive. Mm. But, you know, it's almost like that insurance policy that you take out and you have the accident and it pays out. Mm. And that's exactly what happened to us, just by a form of fate. About the same time, this Takkie's Fuego brand was created in Mexico. Mm. And was bought over by Grupo Bimbo, which is a massive company in the United States, did very well. Grupo Bimbo employs over 150,000 people, so it's a massive multinational company. And their brand has done well. And then they came into the South African market, and lo and behold, we both got the same logo, same look, both in the snack brand, snack category. And it started causing mayhem to us, you know. So we had the kind of thing of buyers calling us and saying, oh, well done, you've gone into chips. You're doing chip snacks as well. Well done. And stores phoning and saying, oh, we just received our stock. Well done. We'll support you. Mm. And then all of a sudden you start saying, okay, but this is eating into my market. Mm. And we did the normal thing, sent emails, try and sort it out how we can mitigate this between the two of us. And obviously, being a massive company, they've decided to come in the market, and they're not going to stop for anybody. We had to go legal eventually.
Exactly. And I'm hoping you can, I'm not sure if you're able to quantify perhaps, you know, how much they have eaten into your market share given this confusion. Are you able to disclose those kind of figures?
I can't really, because it is like a kind of thing we're going to be using. But look, it's big quantities. I mean, it is a nice product that people are buying. But they have brought in a lot of stock. And the thing is, they're not bringing it supposedly themselves. They're bringing it through importers, as they call grey imports. And the grey importers are pretending, no, they don't know about the case, although we've notified them. And basically, they're not allowed to sell in South Africa. And they are. So, you know, and I like to say, put the shoe on the other foot. And we knew when we went into this case, if we lost, they make us take our signs down without a blink of the eye. You know, they tell her, well, you lost the case. That's it. We're carrying on.
And that's the point that you have won this case, right? Sorry to jump in there, Dougie, but it's been a long battle. 8 years is certainly a hard slog and also comes at significant costs. So as you say, you've won the court battle, but it's not being abided by. So almost seems as though this has been a fruitless exercise. What other alternatives are you, or I guess firstly, what's your response to that? And are there any alternatives that you're taking against Grupo Bimbo?
We have tried to be reasonable, you know. It could have happened to us, and they tell you, look, sell out your stock and stop. But they haven't replied. They haven't responded. I'm sure they're taking legal advice not to speak to us because it might make a precedent, you know. So they're saying that they don't bring the stock in themselves. That it's grey importers. So now literally what we have to do is we are using Kish IP, who have been phenomenal. There's a nice ad for them, very good, very strong, very professional. But we are going to be starting legal proceedings against people keeping the product or trying to sell it.
That includes retailers?
You know, it's a bit difficult when it comes to retailers because they can also put their back up against you with a Takis product because we're in the same market. So we'll be in the store with our biltong. And they might have the chips on the shelf and you come and fight a retailer. So the main idea is to stop the supply. So the suppliers should stop because the retailer is going to sell what sells, you know. And he shouldn't keep it. If we have to go there, we'll go there because it is digging into our IP and hurting us. You know, we're both in the snack brand. So the customer goes to the store, he's got a choice of, he's got a limited amount of money to spend. He might take the chips, he might take the biltong, he might take a sweet. So, you know, and they're both called Takis. And based on our reputation, I mean, we've won in the top 10 snack brands in the country in surveys for the last 9 years consecutively in the top 10 of the country's snacks.
Well done.
And obviously we have a following. So, you know, you're going to get the loyalty from the customer as well, thinking it's a Takis product, Takis biltong product.
Meanwhile,
this is where it causes confusion in the consumer's mind. So we have tried to be reasonable, and now we'll have to start taking action against anybody importing or selling it.
And maybe let's talk about those imports. From what I do understand in recent reports, they being imported by the container loads. Help us understand what you are aware of it at last count as to not only how they're coming into the country, but just how much of this product is available.
Well, look, a chip is a bulk product, so I think they're shipping a lot of air. But I know of an importer that brought in 6 containers, approximate value probably around 240,000 per container. And it's not the first time he's brought stock in. From what I understand, there's about 5 importers bringing the product in. And I can't quantify what they've brought in. But it is... predominantly, you're seeing it on Takealot. You're seeing it in a lot of sweet stores. You're seeing it in a lot of retail stores. So it is growing. And it's not right to do that. I mean, I know if we'd lost that case, they would have done everything to stop us selling. So, you know.
And you're mentioning a very valid point here because I guess many must have asked you and continue to ask you and your peers in the business if this is worth it, registering a trademark when it appears to not yield the desired result, that the losing party needs to dispose of their product from the market that you operate in as per you following the necessary regulation. So has it been worth it? And I guess, will it continue to be worth it?
I think we gave it a peace offering time, you know, and I do think we will be successful in stopping them going forward. We have reps in most of the stores. We also call on a lot of stores on a weekly basis. And we'll see it in the market everywhere. So we'll be able to stamp it out once we get aggressive. Mm. So we're hoping they'll do the right thing and just stop. And I do think the authorities will support us on this. As like the South African legal system protected us. Mm. And we're very grateful for that. You know, it's just, it was such a nice being to know we like one of the founder members of Proudly South African. Mm. And we've been there forever and South Africa supported us. So, yes, you know, it's a bit difficult to say exactly what the procedure is. The attorneys will take over from there. But I do think we'll be able to eventually stamp them out from selling in stores. And I do think the publicity around it will make customers and suppliers aware that this product is not legal. It's not legal to sell it, or it's not allowed to be sold in the country because it's contravention of our registration. And hopefully eventually they'll stop. I don't like confrontation. We don't like fighting with people. We want peace. Everybody's got the right to do fair business. And they must stop now. That's all. So therefore, thank you for the exposure, as we say, you know.
And Dougie, I think I'm really enjoying our conversation because you are speaking from the heart, which is also important in business, but also touches the hearts of many other South Africans who know how difficult it is to build a business of this kind of caliber, legacy and longevity in our local environment. And following through with the rules and yet feeling as though the rules are not supportive enough or yielding the kind of desired results. And that leads me to, I guess, your plea or request to South African consumers. As you say, our pockets are tight. When it comes to a snack, we've got a wide variety of options to select. What's your word to us as consumers?
Yeah, look, obviously we're going to thank them, first of all, for making us what we are and supporting us over the years. And hopefully we can appeal to them to just avoid this product. It's just not right. It's not right. It's just, it's blatant ignorance of the law. You know, of an outcome. I mean, you fought a case for 8 years. It was financially draining. You know, it's high courts, advocates involved. And it hurt us quite badly financially. But thank God we made it and the right decision was made. So hopefully now we can carry it forward and reap the benefits of having fought and won, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So that's, I'm not sure if that's the right wording.
More than anything, it's
We're very passionate about our business. You know, we always say in our family, we say, you know, it was like one of the talents, the parable of the talents, and God gave us a talent and we did our best to grow it as much as we can. Mm. And now it's under threat. So.
Very true. And as you say, you are working hard to actually keep and fight to keep the hard work that you've actually worked for. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Dougie Aristides. He is the marketing director at Tucky's Biltong, but also one of the key founders of this institution that is one of the leaders in terms of snacks in South Africa, creating a wide variety of Biltong in South Africa. It's the yellow packaging. Typically, you see it in many quick service stations, or I guess forecourts of service stations as well as stores in South Africa, also available online. But of course, touching on the legal battle that they've been facing with Takis Fuego, a competitor brand from Mexico, which sells tortilla chips using the same name and logo, even the design of the logo as the business. But as we know, the court order has made sure that they have won this particular case, and as a result, still fighting this battle with Takis Fuego, which remains available in the market. Dougie, I do want us just to wrap up again, just by getting some better perspective of your business. Typically, we don't always have the opportunity to speak to privately owned businesses like yourselves, but I'm keen that you can just reflect on the South African environment at the moment. We've had load shedding. It's dissipated for more than 100 days. Consumers, as we know, are under pressure. Manufacturing of food products has been tough. Getting your product into retail and on the shelves and in consumers' homes has also been a challenge, and maybe even pricing in order to make sure that it's competitive. But overall, for someone who doesn't know what you do and how it is that you do it over these periods, how would you describe the operating environment in South Africa from a business perspective?
Well, you know, I'm sure all manufacturers in the snack category have been affected. You know, the whole climate of business has changed. So we predominantly in forecourts, which means we are convenience snack. Mm. And what you're finding, most companies now, people are working from home, so they're not traveling as much as they used to. And also with the load shedding, obviously people are paying a lot more for generator electricity, and it's dark at night. People don't travel much anymore. So it's obviously affected most of the snack. I find retail has been very, very quiet over the last 2 years.
Mm.
And funny enough, since the load shedding is gone, it's actually picked up again, which is lovely. So,
beautiful.
You know, it is a difficult environment for everybody. And I wouldn't rule only on my side, but we also luxury item. Mm-hmm. It is a quite expensive snack, and it's been tough. But anyway, you know what? South Africa is a country that always comes back punching. Mm-hmm. We'll always recover.
Definitely, always recover, and that's what we want, the sustainability of the business. Talking about Takis, I guess on a lighter note, we have a few listeners who might be approaching a forecourt right now and looking at some of your brands. Any new launches, new products that we can expect outside of the peri-peri as well as the stokkies that you have as part of
your
range?
Yes, we're launching a new product. Mm-hmm. We're launching a new product. It's called a chopstick.
Ooh.
It's basically like a 7 rand snack, very nice, pure beef. And you'll be addicted to it eventually. I mean, I keep them in my own car. I keep 10 at a time. It's a nice protein snack.
Mm-hmm.
You have it like as you go, and it's not a very filling portion, but it's a perfect stopgap. Start looking out for it. We're launching very soon with it.
Definitely. Such a pleasure speaking to you. Can't wait to get an update from you, Dougie, in the next few months.
Thank you, Gugu. Thank you so much for the exposure. Thank you for the chat and the friendliness, eh? And good luck with your business as well.
Thank you. Much appreciated, Dougie. Well, that's Dougie Aristides, who's the marketing director at Takis Biltong. As you have heard in our conversation, Takis Biltong, next time you walk into a convenience center and see the yellow branded packaging of Biltong products, that's a proudly South African brand, more than 40 years in the business, and has been fighting the last 8 years in order to protect and preserve its trademark from a Mexican competitor called Takis Fuego, who have come into the market selling tortilla chips, but essentially are not allowed to do so, given the protection that Takis has, the Biltong brand, of its trademark registration that took place. So as you've heard, Dougie giving us some perspective that it has worked as a form of insurance, protecting the brand in terms of the local market to avoid confusion from you and I as consumers thinking, hold on, from Biltong to tortilla chips? That's not the case. They're still sticking to Biltong, and the purple packaging of the tortilla chips is actually a competitor from an international market, which has lost the Pretoria High Court ruling, essentially saying that this does lead to deception and confusion for you and I as consumers. The challenge here is that Takis Biltong still sees the distribution as well as promotion of Takis tortilla chips and availability in South Africa, which essentially goes against the law and the case. But we will speak to a legal expert who will give us some detail on this one. Tim Ball, who's a partner at Weber Wenzel, will join us on the other side of this break, where we'll use this particular case as a case study. Lessons for us as SMMEs, when to register, how to register a trademark, understanding the kind of coverage it does give you. But most importantly, as we do see within the Takis case, understanding how to enforce protection, because that's where it does appear that there's an aspect lacking.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.